The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Reb Shimshon and Reb Yehuda Beanstock and families in honor of their parents, Max and Gail Beanstock of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. May the merit of the Torah studied through this volume bring them and their families continued gesunt, nachas, and parnasa berevach ad mea be'esrim shana.
Subhataf peiches, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Papa, ipikeach u'maisi lo lidei shvu deraisa. The Gemara is talking about a case where one aide says that the ksuba has already been paid, and the husband says it has not been paid. So the halacha is that the woman makes a shvu d'rabbanon. So the Gemara says that if the husband is smart, he can create a situation where the woman will have to make a shvu d'raisa, which is more strict than a shvu d'rabbanon. What does he do? Yav lo ksubasa b'apei chad sada. He pays her the ksuba in front of another aid. The samich sada kama sada basra. Umukim lo luhu lahanach kamoi b'milva. He pays the second time in front of another aid, and therefore he'll be able to say that he paid two times. And after he pays her the second time, now he has one aid that he paid a year ago, and he has another aid that he paid today. So therefore, these two aidim will come into Bezin, and together we'll have aidus that he paid her 200, twice the amount of the ksuba, and therefore she'll have to make a shvu deraisa on the second 100, which she didn't deserve to get paid for the ksuba. Then the Gemara asks, Maskefor of Shisha Brei Dravidi. Shisha Brei Dravidi asks, Hey, Samuch Sada Kama Sada Basra, how could the first aid rely on the second aid? So Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi means to ask that since we only have two aidim over here, one aid says she got paid 100 a year ago, and another aid says that she got paid 100 today. So therefore, there's no two witnesses on any single Maisa Peroin, and therefore, he will not be believed to say that he paid the ksuba at all. So he'll have to pay a third time because he has no aidus at all that he paid the ksuba, because there's one aid that says he paid one time and there's another aid who said that he paid a different time. And these two aidim are not mitzdar if they don't join forces to create a power of two aidim, which will be believed in Bezdin. And rather, she would be believed that she never got paid in the first place. So Taisis asks the question that we know that the halacha is like Rabbi Shulman ben Karcha. Rabbi Shulman ben Karcha says that the halacha is that if one aid comes into Bezdin and says that Reuven lent Shimon money in Nissan, another aid comes and says Reuven lent Shimon money in Iyar, two separate times, even though each specific loan which the aid is claiming to have seen has only one witness to testify about it, since altogether we have two aidim, which they're both being made that Shimon owes Reuven $100. The halacha would be that Shimon would have to pay Reuven $100 as though two witnesses had testified against him that there was a loan, even though each witness is testifying about a specific loan which the other witness is not testifying about. Still, the two witnesses join forces and they're believed to say with the power of two aidim that Shimon owes the money to Reuven. So Taisa says, similarly, in this situation, the halacha should be that the husband will be believed to say that he paid the ksuba, even though each individual payment doesn't have two witnesses to testify about it. But since there are two witnesses testifying about two individual payments, the halacha would be that the two witnesses would join forces and be believed as though there were two aidim on one act of payment. That's Taisa's question on the Gemara. So some Rishonim, in order to answer Taisa's question, say a very novel chiddush. The Rishonim say that even though Taisa is correct in saying that the two aidim will join forces and be believed to say that the ksuba was paid up, still the halacha that the Gemara is trying to accomplish would not be true. That means, even though when the husband brings in these two witnesses, one says he paid a year ago, one says he paid today, the husband will not have to pay a third time, still the husband will not be able to force the woman to make a shvu d'oraisa. The reason that the Rishonim give for this is because since the two witnesses are needed in order to pater the husband, in order to prove the payment of the ksuba, Because each individual witness would not be enough. Like the Mishnah says, that if there's only one witness saying that he saw the payment of the ksuba, the husband would have to pay. It's just that the woman would have to make a shvuah. She would have to take an oath. So therefore, since both witnesses are needed in order to pater the husband, in order to make that the husband shouldn't have to pay the ksuba again, therefore, the witnesses are used up and they cannot be used anymore to say that she should have to swear that she didn't get $200 from the husband, that she didn't get paid for the ksuba two times. What the husband is trying to accomplish is, he's trying to say that he paid the ksuba two times, and therefore the woman should have to take an oath saying that she didn't get paid a second time. And that oath would be a shvuah d'oraisa. So the Rishonim are saying that since both witnesses are needed in order to prove the first payment, because since each payment individually only has one witness testifying to it, so therefore, in order to prove that the husband is not obligated to pay the ksuba again, he needs to use both witnesses together, so the husband would not then be able to turn around and say, well, I paid the ksuba two times, and now you should take an oath saying that I didn't pay the ksuba the second time. So the Rishonim derive from this a very important halacha, that once an eid echad is used up, we can't use them anymore to make a shvuah d'oraisa. This is very, very applicable in a situation where Reuven takes Shimon to Bezna and says, I lent you $100. And Reuven says, I have an eid echad, one witness that says, I lent you $100. So Shimon the defendant says that, okay, it's not true, and I'm going to swear that it's not true. So Shimon swears, saying that he never borrowed $100 from Reuven. And Bezdin paskins that Shimon's correct, and he doesn't have to pay. Because Shimon is believed with a shvuah against Eid Echad. Now, Reuven and Eid Echad turn around and say, let's say testimony in Bezdin that Shimon is posulaisus, that Shimon cannot testify in Bezdin ever again, and Shimon can never swear in Bezdin ever again. Why? Because the halacha is that if someone swears falsely in Bezdin, that person is never able to testify and to say Eidus in Bezdin, and that person is never believed with a shvuah, with an oath in Bezdin ever again. Once he's proven to be a Rasha who would swear falsely, he will never be believed again in Bezdin to testify or to take an oath. So now Reuven says, look, my money's gone anyways. I can't get the money from Shimon. So now I can come in as an aid to say that I lent the money to Shimon and he swore falsely about it. And so too the Eid Echad, the one witness which he used to make Shimon swear the first time, would now be able to join forces with him and say, we both know that Shimon swore falsely in Bezdin. Because now Reuven is not a Negev B'davar. It's not relevant to Reuven whether or not he'll be believed to say that Shimon is Posulaitis. Because now Bezdin already paskin that Shimon doesn't owe the money to him. The halacha is that we say Palginon Dibura. If Reuven comes into Bezdin and says that Shimon is Pasul Eidus because I lent him money with Rivas, the halacha is that Reuven is believed. Even though Reuven is saying about a loan which he himself made, and a person is not believed as an aid, as a witness, to talk about a loan which is owed to him, but we split it up. We say we only believe him to say that Shimon is Pasul Eidus. So in this case also, some Rishonim want to say that the halacha should be that Reuven and the single witness will be able to join forces and Pasul Shimon Eidus and cause him to become disqualified from ever testifying or swearing again in Bezdin. Other Rishonim say no. Since we see that the answer to Taisus has to be that once the Eid Echad forced a payment, he can never be used again to create a shvuah, to create an obligation of swearing. So therefore, the halacha should be also, conversely, we should say that once an Eid Echad is used to impose a shvuah on somebody, he should not be, and the person upon whom the shvuah was imposed already took the oath, he already swore against the Eid Echad, that Eid Echad will not be believed again to say that Shimon is Pasul Eidus, because that Eid Echad is used up by creating the Schir Shvuah.